Right now, the U.S. and its NATO allies have more than 140,000 troops deployed in Afghanistan. Roughly two-thirds of those troops are Americans. They're fighting a war that began in late 2001 in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. They're also training the Afghan military in preparation for a handover of duties in 2014. Still, the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan can seem abstract to many of us here on home soil. Photographer Teru Kuayama came up with a project that brings the war closer to home. It's called Base Track, and it involves a team of journalists embedded with one military unit in Afghanistan, the 1st Battalion, 8th Marines. The journalists' work is posted online for anyone to see, especially the Marines' families. Teru Kuayama explained the Base Track project to me. He spoke to us from Camp Leatherneck in Helmand Province, southern Afghanistan.
We're following one Marine battalion throughout the course of their deployment in Afghanistan. So a battalion's roughly 1,000 troops, so we're looking at the war in Afghanistan through the experience of this one battalion. We came out with them in September, which is when their deployment started, and we'll be here until they go home, which hopefully is in April.
But you're not actually on assignment for a newspaper or a radio network. You're actually representing Base Track, so how does this all work? Who are you actually reporting for, and where does your material actually appear?
It's an online-only project. Our reporting, our photographs, our writing all go out on our website, which is called basetrack.org. And from there, it's pushed out into social media channels like a page on Facebook or Twitter. And the primary audience is the families of these Marines. So if you've got 1,000 Marines, you can essentially extrapolate how many mothers and fathers and husbands and wives and girlfriends and younger brothers and sisters and friends and all that is.
Well, you Base Track reporters are there with the 1-8 for 6 months. I mean, how does the military feel about Base Track? I mean, are there certain rules you have to follow about what kind of information you're allowed to make public?
There's some very basic, what they're called, embed ground rules. Say if a Marine is killed or wounded, you're not allowed to release that information until the family members have been notified by the military. On top of that, the Marine battalion itself, some of its commanding officers have asked to essentially see what we produce before it goes out and to vet it for operational security issues or for whatever other reason. And this is something that we actually hadn't intended on as a facet of the project, but we built in something that we call the redaction tool, which allows one of the Marines to black box out anything that concerns them. The only stipulation is it's done completely transparently and it's made obvious to the public, and an explanation or a justification has been offered for it. So on some levels, we've built a system that allows for completely transparent censorship, if you want to call it that. Like I said, that wasn't one of the original intentions of the project, but I actually think that it may well be the most revealing part of the whole reporting process.
So what kind of stories and reportage are you putting online with Base Track?
So far we've had photographers out here, and what we're doing is essentially showing people what life is like for these Marines who are deployed here. I would actually say that the reporting that we're doing is kind of secondary or incidental. Really what we're more interested in doing is bringing in all of the family members and the social networks that revolve around this battalion of Marines, giving them a hub to communicate between each other and also to expose them to information about the Afghanistan war and the regional dynamics here that empower them to carry the underlying issues surrounding the war out to a broader public.
I mean, I got to say, this feels very much like the cusp of a new form of journalism. And, you know, with all this talk about social media and reporting, I'm wondering what happens in that intersection where reportage and social media meet.
Well, I think one of the things that's been really interesting to me to see is to have this window into the psychology of the family members of these Marines, and to see that in a lot of ways they're actually under much more psychological stress than the Marines are. And that comes from being separated for months on end from their husbands or sons or their wives or their daughters, and really kind of agonizing over this mystery of where their kids are, what they're doing, especially in the context of a war that's gone on for almost a decade.
So what is a typical day like for these Marines in the 1-8, Teru?
Well, throughout the military, they've got an expression called hurry up and wait. There's a lot of that. A lot of it is going on patrols or going on operations to clear out compounds that are occupied by insurgents, or it can be this kind of reconstruction process, contracting locals to build wells. In some cases, you've got Marines living in small compounds within villages or towns. In other cases, you've got them living in tiny outposts overlooking kind of expanses of deserts with enemy fighting positions only hundreds of meters away. So it's a real range.
You know, it seems a lot of people in the United States can't really answer the question or are hard-pressed to answer the question why the American military is in Afghanistan in the first place. Do you think, based on some of the comments you've been getting at your Facebook page, that BaseTrack is helping people understand why the United States is in Afghanistan?
Well, that's the underlying intent of the project. If not to answer the question of why are we in Afghanistan, it's to ask the question. And it's an open question. There's a lot of reasonable and rational opinions going both ways on whether we should be there or we shouldn't. But the fact is, we are there. This is a war that costs $100 billion a year easily. It's occupying the lives of 100,000 American soldiers and Marines and airmen and a much larger number of family members whose lives have been completely disrupted by this. It's incredibly costly in blood and in treasure. And we're not even, as a country, at square one in terms of wrapping our heads around what we're doing there. So that is ultimately the intention of this project, to raise that conversation.
Photographer Teru Kuayama, who is a team leader for the BaseTrack project, speaking with us from Camp Leatherneck in Helmand Province in southern Afghanistan. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Green is one person who's been looking at the BaseTrack website. The Philadelphia-based hospital administrator has a son, Kevin Daly, who is a lance corporal with the 1st Battalion, 8th Marines, or the 1-8. Her son's been in Afghanistan since September. This is your son's first deployment, Jennifer. How difficult has the time since September been for you?
It's been very difficult, to be honest with you. I think the major part for me has mainly been the lack of communication.
How often do you get to communicate with him?
Well, he's able to call approximately once a month. We haven't really received too many letters, although we have received a couple.
And does Kevin get any access to email?
He has access to email once in a while, but not often.
So when did you discover BaseTrack, and how much do you use it?
I use it every day. I discovered it when the project first came into existence. So I've been using it pretty much since September, I believe.
So you've gone, or you would have gone from one phone call a month to suddenly this flood of information about what this young Marine is doing in Afghanistan. What kind of things have you learned?
I've learned about their conditions that they live in, just different encounters that they've been coming up against. I think it gives the civilian life a different perspective of what our military actually goes through on a daily basis. And it really just means the world to us. I mean, my husband was in the Army back in the 80s, and basically when they left. They didn't really have any contact with their family, or there was no phone calls. A lot of them didn't really do letters. And this is like monumental, I think, that we actually are given this privilege of information.
And apparently you've also made friends via Facebook with other family members, including Kevin's squad leader's family.
Yes. I made contact with his mom not that long ago, and I asked her if she'd like to stay in touch, because I felt like our sons have become family, being a Marine brother, and I think it's important for the families here waiting home for their loved ones to actually be a family as well.
I mean, it sounds like for you it's got a number of advantages in creating this cohesion between you and Kevin and other Marine families, but do you find that BaseTrack is also a source of news for you about the war in Afghanistan that you may not be getting from other more mainstream sources?
I actually believe that BaseTrack shows the real-life news of what's going on over there. What is it like for a day in the life of a United States Marine? I don't think that's really portrayed anywhere. Even actual pictures. We've actually seen pictures of our Marines. We haven't really seen them on the news. And I feel like when you have an embedded journalist in there who's actually living it along with them, the experience is relayed in a more realistic tone than just somebody covering it without living it with them. It's the little things that actually matter to us.
So pictures of Marines out in the field, kind of just waiting for the next fight.
Pretty much, yeah. Just Marines doing what they do best, and that's securing our country and defending us. So I don't feel like that's really portrayed in mainstream news.
How much longer will Kevin be in Afghanistan?
We don't have dates. That's something that we don't talk about, but we're hoping that he'll be home soon.
Jennifer Green in Philadelphia, whose son Kevin Daly is deployed with the 1st Battalion, 8th Marines in Afghanistan. Jennifer, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Marco. It was an honor.
And you can interact with some of the members of the 1st Battalion, 8th Marines. Head to theworld.org/basetrack and meet Major Justin Ansel and Master Sergeant Angel Otero. They're in southern Afghanistan, but will be joining us online to answer your questions about their experiences there. Join the conversation at theworld.org/basetrack and ask a Marine a question.